Hey friend, it's David Nabinsky here in Brooklyn. Here at the Portfolio Career Podcast, we help you take ownership of your career and design a life that you want to live. This episode is with Rina Patel. You may remember Rina from episode 339. We used to live together and we've stayed very close friends since. And in this episode, you'll learn about how we're both been going through work and career transitions, evolving, how we've been thinking about work, experimenting, and the containers and rituals that we've both been utilizing together and independently as a way to make progress during these transitions and evolutions. I love this kind of chat with a close friend, and I hope you enjoy it too. You can learn more about the podcast on my website at portfoliocareerpodcast.com. There you can subscribe to my Substack newsletter that I send out every 2 weeks, if not more. So excited for you to build and grow your portfolio career. Here we go with Rina. Rina G. Patel.
Hi, I'm happy to be here.
You've been on the pod in a couple of different ways. You know, we had the going away pod, like the roommate pod. I forget which number it is, but people should go back and listen to that afterwards. But we both have been going through transition, and we've been going through it together. In a couple of different very interesting and helpful ways that hopefully we'll kind of unpack. But June 30th, Monday, June 30th, I think that might have been like your last day at a full-time job.
Yes. Yeah.
What happened that day, and how did you feel that day? And yeah, take us to that day.
Yeah. I know. Really quickly, when you say we've been going through this together, it's like we have quite literally been going through this together. It's not just like we're going through it in like our separate timelines. We'll get into that, but I just wanted to say that because it's like literally. So June 30th, I was in a role for a year and a half, started the role January 2024, and I had been thinking about leaving the role for a while, was experimenting with a lot of different things. And I think ultimately I had had conversations with the CEO of the organization several times. And in March, I had told the CEO, like, I don't think I see a future here. And we said we would revisit that conversation in September or October. But June, he came back from a vacation and was sort of like, hey, I did some thinking. Like, I don't think we should revisit that conversation then. I think we should revisit it now. And he's like, I've just made the decision. Like, I don't think it makes sense for us to work together anymore. And so, yeah, you could say I was quote, let go. And that was really interesting because I remember the 2 weeks leading up to that. Like, if you're ever in a job and you secretly want them to let you go, like, I think that's a sign that it's time to leave. And that was the reoccurring thing that was coming up for me. I, for weeks, was just like, oh, I just want him to let me go. And obviously there are reasons for that. But I just, you know, it was interesting because I remember feeling those 24 hours after people were like, oh, I'm so sorry that happened. And I was like, don't be. And then I had a call with someone and they were like, congratulations. And I was like, that is the answer. That is the response, right? Like I felt so relieved. And that was my first stint at a 9-to-5 too. I'd always been an entrepreneur. And so it was very I learned a lot, and it was very affirming for me in many ways that also 9-to-5 is just not for me.
So like right after that, what did you start to do?
Right after that, so I...
Like literally like July 1st, which I know we were maybe supposed to have a call that day. And then you were like, I think I need some time. But...
Yeah.
What did you do? Like if someone was to get, what did you do next? And like, if someone was to get like a, hey, like today's your last day, like what, now that you look back on that, like what would you suggest?
Yeah, I gave myself, I think I was like, for those 2 days, I was like, I'm going to sit with this. Mm-hmm. And honestly, it was a lot of like, there was a lot of like HR stuff I needed to go through and stuff like that. And kind of like negotiating a severance, but it was really me just like going on walks and like processing for those 2 days. And then it's funny, the like third day, it was like my adrenaline kicked in and I started like having all these calls and I was like kind of like, oh, I need to figure it out. Like, okay, I'm gonna do this consulting. This is my goal. This is how many consulting gigs I want to have by this time. And then I started like getting consulting gigs and then realizing like I actually didn't want any of those consulting gigs. Like I was just like making these goals for myself, but for things that I actually just didn't want and didn't feel aligned. And it was that moment. And actually, it was 2 weeks later, I was talking to one of my best friends, Devin, and she was like, and I was having a little bit of a crisis about a potential consulting gig that was on in the pipeline. And what came out of that conversation was like, oh, I think I just need to take a month to just like create, like do everything, like just like express myself. And so that, like, I would say for a week or two, I was a little bit like, I need to figure it out. And then a month, and then I just gave myself a month. And then that month has kind of turned into several months, and a lot of things have happened. But it was just like a moment of like, oh, I need to pause and just fill my cup really quick, or maybe not really quickly, but take some time to,
And was that the TikTok? Because I know, because TikTok has been kind of a little thing on the side that's not so little anymore, and it feels like the TikTok has been, I don't know, speak for you, but it feels like it's been something that you're excited about because it feels like you're expressing yourself and like you're owning it and you're making a little bit of money, that of like your own. So was that the TikTok start then?
So it was July 17th. That is the date. And July 17th was the day I was like, I'm gonna experiment. I'm gonna share my voice. I'm just gonna write and I'm gonna put things out there. So I chose LinkedIn, Substack, and TikTok as my platforms. And I started posting on LinkedIn minimum 3 times a week, posted on Substack once a week for that month. And then I was like, I'm gonna do TikTok every single day, minimum 6 videos every single day. And what was so surprising to me was that what ended up sticking the most was TikTok. And I really enjoyed TikTok. I really enjoyed this like little community that sort of started to form on TikTok. And I honestly didn't expect to like continue after the month. But it felt like, one, there's momentum, and two, I just was enjoying it a lot. And I can get into more of what that turned into, but I think that was like, I had just started saying and talking about all of the things I had been holding on to for such a long time. And I almost just like, it was just like such a release for me because I realized I have had so much to say over the years and I've written it in essay form on Substack, but talking about it and creating videos on it and then creating a little community around it online it just felt like there was like a different energy there.
Do you think the like just sharing stuff that you've been wanting to share for a while, do you think that's what like resonated because it was like just this authentic thing that you've been bottling up for so long and then you finally released it and people could feel that?
Maybe, yeah, maybe. I think I had a lot of people, even now, like I've been getting emails from people who are just like, I really like you. Like, I just really like your authenticity. I like your transparency. I like your honesty. And I think that's just such a testament to like, if you show up as yourself, like you will kind of attract the people. And so, yeah, maybe it was just that like, I was just kind of sick of it, and even in that first month, I was like a little scared. I was like, oh, I don't want people to find me. I was like blocking my family and like, didn't want people to find me on the platform. But then I think there came up after that month, I was like, I don't really care. Like, there's just like this. N So I think it was a combination of like saying whatever I want, being authentic, and like just like not really caring as much about the judgment. 'Cause I know that's what holds a lot of people back from posting and putting themselves online.
And so then that's like led to, as you mentioned, this little bit of community. I think you've been able to make some money on there too. I'm not sure if we like that feels like it's in a good spot, but I did want to talk this like consulting. You said like I didn't like, what did you mean by like you realized like consulting wasn't a good fit for you?
I think it was the opportunities. I think I realized I was like operating from a place of, and we've talked about this, like not from an expansive place, like not acting from an expansive place, not acting from an aligned, grounded place. I think when you go through such a big life transition, there's this, like, I had this friend a few years ago after she's acquisition tell me essentially, like, there's such a pressure on yourself that you feel to, like, swim to the edge of the pool and hold on to the edge of the pool really quickly rather than just allowing yourself to float in the middle. And I think that was a moment where I was like, oh, I need to hold on to an edge. I just need to have money coming in. And so I think the consulting gigs were opportunities that kind of had fallen into my lap rather than things that I had consciously chosen. And I recently saw a quote on LinkedIn about someone saying how their brother told them, like, hey, I've gotten everything that I've ever went after, but I've never really gotten anything that I wanted. And that's been like a theme in my life where sometimes you can go after things that you don't really want because you know you can get them, which is very different from going after that, like, very specific dream that you have. And I think what I felt that I was doing was, like, more pursuing things that had fallen into my lap that I had kind of gone after because I knew I could get them. Whereas I have this whole dream that I've been sitting on that's going to take time to, like, excavate and pull forward that I was kind of, like, not pursuing because I don't know whether it was like, I think I just needed to give myself more time to excavate it. And sometimes it's also the scarier thing, right? It's the thing that takes more time and takes more patience. So I don't know if that made sense. I feel like I went all
And
over them.
that's the dream piece that you're focused on now.
Yeah, and I think, and that's what I'm now focused on, which is, so for context, for everyone listening, I posted on TikTok for that month. And then after that month, I kept posting. And back in March, when I actually was like real, I was in my job and I knew I wanted to leave, I started just like picking up hobbies because I wanted to find joy from other places. So I started matchmaking. And I created this matchmaking form. It took me 2 days to build, it was like super in depth. And then I sent it out to a couple of single friends, and like here and there was just trying to match people. And like if I felt people were a match, I'd put them in a group text. That was the extent to it. But this time I was like, maybe I'll just write about, or sorry, I'll just make a video about this matchmaking that I'm doing, and that I'm sourcing for two friends, like sourcing matches for two friends. I made a video on that, and it was really interesting timing because I was like, just before that had had this like sort of a crash out, like was like crying about this like transition and was feeling a little bit lost. And then my outlet was like, let me just post about this matchmaking thing. And that blew up essentially. Within a week I had 600 to 700 DMs in my inbox. Like I had COVID that week, so all like in the evenings after I was done working, I would just respond to the DMs, and that led to over 200 forms coming in. And then since then, it's led to like now probably like over 1,000 DMs. People just like it just it's like it's like became it's become it's a beast of its own, and I don't know where this is gonna go. This is actually one big experiment. I started monetizing exactly a week ago, and I've like managed to like make what I would make in a week at my W-2 job. So it's like there's so much demand, and I think there's so much here to explore. So I think this is just a lesson in like if you just try a thing, you don't know where it's gonna go. So yeah, that's the storyline. Yeah.
And but that's, I think, is that like the money piece though too is fascinating. And clearly you're not doing just this matchmaking stuff too, which I think is maybe something else that I know that we've been talking about, this
Yeah.
like
Yeah.
balancing, figuring out what to work on, do a project here. Because you're still taking on client work,
Yeah, I
but
have
maybe
a
just not consulting.
Yeah.
Do you see a difference there?
Yeah, well I do. Yeah, I'm taking on, so there's a contract that's supposed to start December 1st. And that's one of the areas that I was actually building After the job, I was thinking I would either go into alternative education, or I would go into real estate. And I was just kind of exploring. I was exploring like the creation piece, like the TikTok. I was exploring real estate acquisition as well, and I was exploring alternative education. And I was thinking alternative education is likely, a thing that's going to continue to stay alongside the real estate stuff. And it all kind of feeds into this larger vision of that I have for my work around systems change and changing systems like healthcare systems or lived environment. And the education piece has stuck. I'm still building in that arena, and this consulting gig that I have coming up in December is a part of like fulfilling that vision and that work. And it's funny, as I was doing the matchmaking stuff, what I was actually full-time focused on was, which David really well, was I was looking for a hotel to buy, which is like so different from posting on TikTok.
And that's okay, is I think it's like one of the biggest, like, I think that like we both are like, I think at the moment there's probably more consistency or a through line amongst my portfolio career at the moment, but it still is like a little bit of a, that's a hodgepodge of things. I think yours is definitely like different industries. I think mine is mostly around like either events or podcast and like zero to one very early stage. And I think like the scope and stuff has been different, but like it probably doesn't make sense to a lot of people, or I could see how it might not make sense, but to me it makes a lot of sense. And I think to you, you're probably like the education, the matchmaking, the real estate, like that makes a lot of sense to you and you can pull it off. And like that's what you're doing. And but like I could see, obviously, it doesn't make s it's hard to put that one like LinkedIn headline or.
Totally. I mean, I'm like at this point just leaning into it, but my greatest fear in my entire career has just been like not making sense or like not being understood in my vision, because in my head I'm like, I know my work revolves around the things that impacts our ability to connect with ourselves and each other, right? Like for me, I think real estate is essential to thinking about how we live and build community, because our lived physical environment is like literally impacts that. Like living in Williamsburg in a walkable place literally impacts your well-being and your quality of life, right? And it's like, and I think real estate allows, and so I, one of the reasons I wanted to get into real estate was so that I could get into the development side, which is like still a dream that's present. Matchmaking, like that is love and relationships. Like literally our life partner impacts the quality of our life. Education and how we like that, that's like a huge, that's like another large pillar of life. So it's like I like working on these things that kind of speak to these like large pillars of life. Like my previous company, She Health, was in healthcare. So it's, to me, it makes sense. And I've kind of
Yeah.
leaned into the sporadic kind of fragmentedness of it.
What's and that's totally and that's totally great. And the part that's really interesting, so it's just been a couple of months and now it feels like you're like, okay, like I'm working on things that generally pretty passionate about. You're creating, you're sharing, you're expressing, and then you're making on the income side, like similar to the W-2. And so like right now it feels good, but there's been moments of plenty of uncertainty. And I feel like me too. Like I'm like today I feel good. 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, I'm like, ooh, it's heading in the right direction, but I'm not, like fingers crossed, but like today, I feel like both of us, like today where we sit here, we're like, okay, it's good, but like something might change tomorrow.
Yeah. David, I've been so impressed with your ability to navigate this uncertain period though. Like you have just, it feels like you've been flowing through it. Like I think there's, before it was like you were doing the events and working your full-time job, but and now you're like you've really like jumped into the soup of the like the freelancer, like uncertain life. And you're doing really well, you know? And we'll get to our text accountability soon, but it's awesome to be like, yeah, got another client, potential client, like another client, onboarding new client, like the momentum has,
Yeah.
you know, and we're sort of like feeding off of each other. And
Yeah.
so anyway, I just wanted to say
Yeah.
that
Thank
a little
you. Well, I think
bit.
we're feeding off each other. 'Cause like, okay, so I think we should like some of this is related to like going back to you said about like walking around in Williamsburg. I think also this like during the transitions, like who's around you, who's a part of it, what type of inspiration you're getting, what type of support that you're getting. And I think like you and I and one of our other mutual friends, like we've had this like Waffle Wednesday thing that we've been doing for, I don't know, maybe like a year and a half now.
Yeah.
And you and I have had a monthly call after you moved away. And so what that's like
Over a year.
over a year. Okay.
Yeah.
And then because of our Waffle Wednesday, which is a video share, 3 minutes,
Oh, no.
ideally 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And then kind of through that process of us both kind of sharing what's going on, we like then we kind of picked up like, wait, we're both like in a very similar spot. Like we should probably like there's probably more ways to connect more and a w and to help each other. And I had to talk to a friend recently and she told me about this idea of like a work bestie and like because I think when I was go starting the transition, I was like, I feel like I'm going to be like isolated or like I'm just kind of like and then or I had a fear of that and or concerned of that or and she's like, well, I don't feel that way at all. Like I'm in all these different online communities and like I have this one like work bestie and like we I think she said that they talk every day and I think we just text every day but and that's been going since like I've pulled up the date on that too. So we've been doing the text since September. Okay, September 13th is when we started the texting. And Monday, September 15th was the first like full day. Yeah. I
Oh,
think on
yeah.
the Saturday we're like, okay, like we're excited about this, but let's like we'll start it up in the week. And like my last day was September 5th. So like this are like ha that's basically 10 days after we then had the daily text that like gave the support, accountability, inspiration with someone who's going through the similar type of thing and very low lift. We text each other in the morning and then at night as like a recap. And so that's basically been like 2 months of like in the trenches together. So yeah, you've definitely seen a lot of it. And I feel like don't know, like I want like now I'm more clear that this feels right. And if something more opportunistic comes around, like if someone maybe like a full, I'd be open to a full-time job, but at the moment, like today, I'm like things seems fine as this. Like it took a little bit of ups and downs to get there, but yeah, similarly with you, I'm like I'm feeling fine, knock on wood. And it's I think it's only going to continue. Like I think the more that I like continue to say that I'm like doing contract consulting, part-time work, I think in the beginning, 2 months ago, I was like, I'm doing both. And I think if I just say like, no, this is what I focus on. Here's my results. Here's our type of work. Here's how I typically work with people. I think it probably will get easier to do it. So like, that's exciting for me.
And I mean, I think also the key in a lot of this, kind of going back to the container, has been, well, we had a container established before that, right? For that year before we had, because I was moving away, so it was last year. David and I were roommates for 3 years, and I was moving to California. And I was, you know, we were like, we should create something consistent. So we had our monthly calls already, you
Yeah.
know, our monthly calls, and we were setting goals. We were like, by next month, by the time we get on the phone next month, this is what we want. And like looking back at those and being like, wow, did you do that or did you not do that? And I think the cool thing about this, and I've learned this through, David, you're a fan of the women's circle or the women's triangle, my two best friends, Devin and Jess. But, one thing we've talked about is how containers can change and they can change form based off of the needs that you have in a given period. And you can have that conversation. And so, like, now our calls look like our last call was like, what are the blocks we're trying to work through, right? And like a through line that came up from that call was how we want to feel less, and we'll get into this, but like feel less dependent on others, right? We want to be able to productize or like build something of our own over time, so it's not dependent of other on others. And so it's like now in those calls, we're kind of talking through blocks, whereas every single day we're updating each other. Whereas in those calls before, we were updating each other and not necessarily like maybe having the time to talk about, go as deep into the blocks.
Because like as part of my transition, I feel like, and this started, I'm trying to think, like, what did I do in September? But like in October, I think is when I started working with someone. I have an idea what September was like, but I started working with someone in October, and then I started like working or talking to other people, and I felt really, really busy. Felt, and I still feel this way now. It's like I feel busier than I was before, and I have like, but I'm liking the work a lot more. I'm having a great time. I'm feeling challenged, but I'm feeling like a little bit like I'm almost building less on my own from like a, even though I'm building kind of like, I guess, like my own business or my own solopreneur business, like, but it's like less a product versus like I have more clients. But it's interesting. It's like I'm actually building maybe less of my own stuff, even though I'm on my own now.
Well, it's interesting because I think you are building an, you are in a very specific niche and you're getting called on to do specific things. So it's like over, like you are building a brand that is your own around a specific type of work. It's like David is the go-to 0 to 1 community and events guy. And there's like a had you had yeah, maybe
I
it's
like
like your
that.
website tagline, 0 to 1 community and events guy, And there's a specific like flair you bring to events, right? That people are looking for. So they know it's like, okay, David, or let me connect with David about this. Connect David to this person I know.
Yeah, because it was interesting. It's like in the beginning, I was saying I want to work with a founder to build a business and a community through events and content. And like once I got that tagline, that was good for me. 'Cause then I was like, before I was like, oh, I think I want to do this. I want to do that. But like once I got that tagline, that was helpful for me and it was helpful for other people. And then people were kind of like, well, who is that founder? Do they already do events? And like it started to like kind of become more real, or people started taking that tagline and like trying to flesh it out. But I think what's been interesting is like I thought that that tagline was good for a full-time role, but it's actually that's where like the contract stuff is coming from. Like right now I'm working on this Internet Serendipity World Tour, and that I'm working with the founder to produce over 10 events, and these are, you know, and it, he's building the business. The business is getting started, and we're kind of building this new community, et cetera. But that's on a part-time basis. It's a project basis. Like, so it's interesting. Like, I had this initial idea that it was going to be a full-time thing, of like what that scope was, but it's actually possible to do it part-time or not full-time, or I can do other things on top of that.
And I think that's where like things have changed so much over the last few months. Like, you can think you're going to set out to do one thing. Like, I was like, by January, I want to acquire my first property. Like, I like did it, like, what I was doing full time was like deep dive into real estate acquisitions, like learning the finance 101, real estate 101, came back to my hometown, building relationships with like local developers and real estate investors and lenders, like crazy. And then as of the last week, I was like, I don't have time to work on this because this matchmaking stuff is blowing up. And I think I need to give that a shot. And so I think there's like, we can change course, and I think that's okay. And yeah, I think it's also important to like remember that sometimes the thing we set out to, and sometimes it's also we end up going down a path that like maybe it's not what we initially wanted, but it's actually kind of is the thing that fits better, if that makes sense.
Exactly. That's how I feel right now. But who knows? Like maybe who know any of these projects and client work that I'm doing, like it could unfold, expand into something more. I'm not expecting it to happen, but like it definitely could. And similarly, like your Like it's the matchmaking thing, right? It like just blew up unexpectedly, and now you're like, okay, like I can do this kind of full time, or like I make enough income from this to like compared to the full time thing, job before. Okay, so it feels like we're caught up on like both of us feel like we're in a good spot, today. Some of these like experiments or projects have been coming together, client work's been coming together, and we both have been the text messages have really been helping us. These containers have been really helping us. What do you think has been the hardest part about this transition?
Oh, that's a good question. I think there are a lot of life questions attached to these career questions. Like, I had moved to California for this job and also for myself, not just for the job. And then I ended up meeting someone in California, and we're now in a relationship, and we've been together for over a year now. And I think there are like, we had made this conscious decision, okay, if you want to go back to the East Coast and do real estate full time, like we can make long distance work. And so there's like this kind of, and then now I'm like, all right, if I'm not doing real estate, then like, should I go back to doing a little bit more of a bicoastal thing? What should I do with my apartment? So I think that's kind of been one of the areas. And I think the second thing is like continuing to check in with myself and be like, is this path what I really want? Because I think, like, I actually started seeing my therapist again yesterday because I realized, oh, I am going through such a large transition. Like, there's not even, it's not just a career transition. Like, a lot of, like, I'm literally having flashbacks to when I was an entrepreneur the first time, like within the last company, because I'm literally observing myself making the same mistakes I made in the past thing. So I'm like literally course correcting in real time. Like, oh, for first time Rena as a founder would have made this decision, she's going to do it differently this time around. And so I think I'm like, I'm going through so many inner changes at the same time that it's been important for me to be like, continue to check in and be like, does this path still feel in alignment? Does it still feel in alignment? Is this actually what I want? And also, am I thinking through this in the right way? So, yeah, I would say the second part of that question is just like continuing to stay grounded in myself, if that makes sense.
So it's, because it's kind of like there's, at least for me, there's been this like near term, like figure out the income thing. And then it's kind of like, all right, figure that out a little bit. I don't, the bigger life stuff hasn't really come up for me.
You're pretty still. You're like rooted, New York in the
But yeah, Like, I know that that does come up with people. They say, like, oh, you're part of doing this bigger transition. This is a big opportunity to like flush everything out and really unpack everything. And I'm like, I would like to do that, some of that deeper work, but like, I gotta pay some bills.
A
So
lot
I
of things.
gotta figure, yeah. Anything else that's been the hardest part or harder part?
I think, I mean, currently I'm facing blocks that I wasn't facing a week ago. Like, I'm currently short-staffed and I can't, like, I haven't been able to keep up with the momentum and the demand. And I think I'm quite literally building the plane while flying it, right? Like, so far I've been getting, the way that I'm collecting money right now is through Venmo, you know? Like, I need to set up a
That's
recurring payment
that's
account,
what
you
I
know?
was doing for a while. Now I got Stripe.
Exactly. I mean, and I have a Stripe account, I just haven't like set up an LLC. I need to, because when a week ago when I started monetizing, I was monetizing as an experiment, and then it's been a week and now I'm like, okay, there's something here. And I'm literally learning like sales and product and doing all of it at once. And so I think now I think a challenge has been being like, okay, how do I keep up with this and then keep the momentum going as one person? And also, like, I've had family stuff come up, like a family, as you know, a family member is in the hospital. So I've been in the hospital every day since Saturday. And then I'm flying back to San Francisco tomorrow. I have a wedding. So it's like, you know, managing a transition. Like, I don't think people talk about really managing transitions in the midst of like big life events. Like, if you're caretaking for a sick parent or a sick family member, or you have partnership responsibilities, or, you know, me and my partner are also navigating things right now. So there's like, I would say like a lot of my challenges are like, how do I keep this momentum going while still like keeping all the other plates going in my life and all my other responsibilities to my loved ones, and also carve time for myself. And my sister actually called me right before this and she's like, I think you need to take care of yourself, Rena. And I was like, yes, you're right. I need to figure out how to do that.
Same. Yeah, I've been busy. It's been a lot, but it's been good. And I feel like I'm similarly like trying to just keep up with things, feeding off the momentum. Like, I feel like it is a momentum game, and this like put out the like I'm like I could probably slow down the newsletters, but I'm like no, like I think it's just like I feel like I'm kind of communicating this new story, or there's new things that I'm learning, and like I want to keep like today I feel good, November 12th. Like I don't really know what 2026 looks like, and that's okay for me, but like I need to start at least thinking about that. And like when I left in September, I had no idea what October looked like. I had no idea what end of September looked like. So I'm used to like the very, very near term, not knowing what that looks like. But so like now I'm like, okay, 2 months out or a month and a half out, like I can figure that out from now. And like as long as I keep the momentum going, like executing, but also I think there's this like doing the work, but then also like building it. And I think building it is, content can help with that. But there's probably also like outreach and like calls and meetings and communicating people updates.
And we talked about that on our last call, which was starting to, like, by the time we got on our next call, like,
What did we say we got to do?
well, our next call is early December, so by our next call, like, have thought through what we want 2026 to look like. So I mean, we still got like 2.5 weeks.
Okay, now it's on the record. Okay, good. Okay. And now I've really like okay, now it's sunk in. Okay, now see that's why you gotta have this kind of accountability. You're not, you might have OKRs at your office, but you gotta have the friends that give you the OKRs.
And I, and also on the record, and we've talked about this, but like having accountability has been such a game changer through this, like cheering each other on, being able to also be like, this, like, I set my to-do list every morning. I have like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, like things I need to do today. But there's an added layer of accountability to it when you text it to your friend right when you start working or when you wake up in the morning. You know,
Yeah.
it's like I've started my day. Have I texted David yet?
Yeah.
Have I sent him my bullet points? You know?
Same, same.
And then like I'm in bed. Have I sent David my bullet points of what I did today?
Same.
And it's just like it's like such a core part of my day now. Like it's second nature. I don't even think about it really. It's like gotta text David. It takes 2 seconds. And it's such a game changer because then I can look at my to-do list at the end of the day and be like, oh yeah, I said I would do this. Have I done this or have I not done this? Or I'll be like, oh, like it's 7 o'clock at night and I haven't done this one thing. But you know what? It was on my list of things I sent to David. So I'm gonna push for another 30 minutes and just keep going, you know?
That's
So
what it's like on your side.
that's what it feels. Yeah, that's, I had a day. Yeah, I think it was like a couple of days ago where I was like, oh, I didn't do this one thing, and it was on the things I sent to David. Like, I'm gonna push on for like another 38 minutes. So,
Love, love.
yeah.
All right. Well, the record a podcast was on both of our accountability for the day.
Yes.
So we're crossing that off. Anything else you want to share, Rena? About this, like, kind of navigating, figure out what's next, kind of.
Yeah, it's funny. I'm like, I don't really know fully what I'm going to be doing in a month, but I think I want to just like I think one of my greatest lessons from these last few months has just been like do the thing you've been putting off, you know? Like just like start doing it and start doing it consistently. And then also find someone to like do it with or like go through a transition with. I would say those two things are I think are just so important. And also I think a lot of people feel alone through their transitions. And I'm like, I've kind of been in a transition for 3 years. Like, you're not alone. Like, I've probably been in like I would like win the race for the most person who's been in the transition the longest. So, you're definitely not alone if you're listening to this and going through a transition.
And it only takes one person. I feel like you can find, like, you'd be surprised, or I've been surprised on, like, how good this has gone for me. And, like, I couldn't anticipate that we were going to do this when I left for the job. It was like it just kind of emerged. And it was like listening, texting, and being like, hey, like, how about this? And I was like, okay, let's do it. And then now here we are. So similar, like, try to find people that are going through similar stages and see if there's, like, low lift ways to, like, build camaraderie and connection and accountability, and, like, they can be game changers, like this has been for us.
Totally. Oh yeah, and you don't know how you're gonna inspire different things, right? Like David has done like the cold outreach thing so many times, and then I was on Substack and I was reading one of Carly Valancy's posts, I think, and she's doing the 100 days of outreach, and I was like, oh, and now I'm doing that. And so it's like there are little things that you'll just like when you're in each other's orbit, you'll inspire each other to do and like kind of subconsciously pick up each other's habits, which I think is like a really cool like bonus to all this.
Yeah, totally. All right, so people can check out the Substack,
Rena
check
G.
out
Patel.
TikTok.
Yeah, Rena G. Patel as well.
Okay, there we go. Nice, nice. LinkedIn, a little
Rena
bit.
G. I'm Rena G. Patel on everything.
Love.
RenaGPatel.com. So, yeah.
All right, this was so great. And I'll text you later tonight.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to it. Thanks, David.
See ya. Hey, friend. Thank you for listening to this Portfolio Career Podcast episode. I would love to hear what you learned or took away from this episode. I hope you find me, David Nabinsky, on Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn. Also, if you want the best insights from the podcast and to hear my learnings, please subscribe to my Portfolio Career Substack newsletter that I send out every 2 weeks. You can find that on my website at portfoliocareerpodcast.com/newsletter. So excited for you to build and grow your portfolio career. Thank you so much.